Yeah, Leonardo got this idea, and obviously he talked to Jean Perréal, the French artist, about how you might do this. But characteristically, he takes it way beyond what the French were doing. The French specialised in these rather gently coloured, a bit of colour in the lips and maybe in the flesh and a bit of costume. What Leonardo has done is, in a sense, a painting in pastels, and then reinforced it in a way the French didn't do, with ink washes, with extra ink work, and so on. So it's a fully pictorial rendering. So characteristically, Leonardo never does anything by halves. When he goes into something, he takes it as far as he can. And one of the things he did very brilliantly is to use the natural base color of the vellum to shine through. So you can get a, as it were, a shine coming through the hair or the eye and the iris of the eye, which is just wonderful. It glows. And that's not because of pigment, it's because he's allowed the base color to come through. He does that with white gesso, white plaster priming on a panel. He'll glaze over that rather than mask the white. That's to say, he'll put on a translucent pigment so all the light comes through off the background. So it's very characteristic. It's a very brilliant use, and nobody has done that before, and really nobody is capable of doing it afterwards.
Can I ask you about the function of the portrait, which obviously isn't a portrait in the sense of the Mona Lisa, but with this book of poems, when it would have been looked at and by who?
Well, we have one very nice record of at one of the great feste, with a great stage performance by Leonardo and one of the Tuscan poets, that Apollo descended from the stage and presented the princess in question with a little bound book of poems, beautifully inscribed. These are luxury objects, very expensive. They're absolutely luxury objects. Now, that one doesn't survive, and the one which Leonardo was in, if it was in a bound codex of this sort, and we can actually see where it's cut out, incidentally. We can see the knife marks down the side, which slip off at one point, so it's clearly been cut out of a bound volume. We've got two surviving volumes of poetry. One is bound in copper, so a very, very fancy thing. Another one is bound in vellum, in velvet, and is on purple vellum. So these are, really luxury products. Could be a bit kitsch, I suspect, in their extreme form.